with Herb Williams, who is the assistant coach of the New York Liberty and former NBA player. And I'm really interested mostly in what happened with the Aces, not like last week where they missed the flight and they ended up canceling the game. As a coach, do you think you would have played that game that night?
Most people would have probably played the game. I mean, I only can speak for myself, because when I first started playing, we played a lot of those games where we fly in, get in that morning or afternoon and play that night. I mean, I don't know. They was in the airport for a long time, so I can't judge what was going on in their mind and what they were thinking about. And for some reason, they decided not to play. Don't hold anything against them. That's up to them.
But the WNBA did. They charged him with the forfeiture of the game.
Well, they was borderline on making the playoffs. I can see if they was tied for first place or it was a playoff spot or something like that, yeah, that'd be a big deal. But I mean, to them, it's not a huge deal. I mean, it helped Washington.
Yep, it did. Now, as an NBA player, going back when you played, not that long ago, but you said
a long time ago.
You experienced that as a player too in the NBA?
When I first started playing, we always had to catch the first available flight out the next morning. So we was playing back-to-back. You had to get up and get on the plane. Most of the time you would get to the hotel, all the rooms weren't ready, so you may have to sit in the lobby or go get something to eat. But then, you know, the bus would leave like around 5 o'clock. You get on the bus and go play the game.
Now, in today's NBA, it's not like that, though. They have the charter planes.
No. It's not close to that anymore. They fly charter. It's a lot nicer. You leave right after the game. You're already in the hotel. You get your rest. The NBA is great.
Do you ever see that coming down to the WNBA level, though?
I wish it would. It would be something real nice, you know, for the women. Because they do. They come in. They play hard. We got a real good product. See players on the court. Real entertaining. We just got to do a better job of advertising, getting publicity out, getting fans more interested. You know, because not so long ago, the NBA was running through the same thing. Well, they were having problems with fans. But, you know, David Stern came in, did a great job of advertising and promoting players, promoting franchises, getting fans interested in. It takes a lot to get it going. And the game is going to be very entertaining. The WNBA game is very entertaining.
And it's fundamentally sound, and they're professional basketball players.
Fundamentally sound, and now you're seeing more and more athletes, more and more women athletes coming into the league. You see women doing stuff that men are doing. You see people take off, you see people doing stuff. So it's like, I mean, the game is evolving. It ain't all on the floor. You know, we got some pretty athletic players in this league.
But a lot of them go overseas, too, to play overseas in order to, I guess, either better their game or supplement their incomes. You don't see the men doing that.
No. Because of the dollars that they bring in from the TV contract, from advertising, from merchandising sales, their budget and the money they make is so much greater. But you got to start somewhere. Why not start now and start pushing this thing real hard? You know, if you push it real hard, I think you have an opportunity where I'm not sure if the dollars will get where that's at, but I'm sure you'll get a lot of people interested. Same thing with when soccer first came in. A lot of people didn't go to soccer games. They kept putting it out there. You see it on TV all the time. Guess what? People start going to soccer games.
All right, well, thank you. Very insightful. Thank you very much.